You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
This is Lee Baucom. Welcome to the Save the Marriage Podcast. This is the podcast designed to help you save and restore your marriage no matter what's going on now, no matter where you are in the process, whether you're kind of at the beginning of the process or even if you are staring divorce or even past divorce and you're still wanting to save that relationship and get it to something worthwhile. You know, that's an important thing for me to say is that this isn't about just stopping some legal process. This is about restoring your relationship. It's about getting it back to the place where you would love to be coming home to that. You would love a spouse who's ready to come home to that relationship. And that's what we're trying to get to. But there comes a question that I often hear. People say, hey, you know what? I'm not sure. Is it time for me to throw in the towel? So let me give you a little bit of history here about myself. When I was a teenager, I was involved in Taekwondo. Taekwondo, if you're not familiar, is a martial art, and it's like karate. It's a brand of karate that comes from Korea and is more focused on kicking. Now, I took Taekwondo because it was the martial art that was offered at my local Y, and so I went there week after week after week, and I worked hard, but I will tell you one thing. I am not just a natural athlete. As much as I try to be active, it's not like when I was a teenager, I was an instant athlete. I'm not one of those guys that would pick up any sport and just excel at it. And so I remembered I would struggle with, you know, really working through the techniques. And I think the instructor saw that, because one of the other pieces is my instructor, who was a very excellent athlete, also did full contact Taekwondo, full contact fighting. It was more like the boxing than the mixed martial arts that you see these days in a cage, where it was a ring and there were rounds. And so he would let some of us who were really involved and interested come and help in his corner. So I was his corner guy a number of times. I wasn't his main corner guy, but I was his corner guy. You know, I was the guy who had to work with his spit and to towel him off and to keep him pumped up and sometimes to hold the wounds closed while the other people put on the chemicals that kept them from bleeding and all that good stuff. And, you know, I got to put the special lubricants on his eyelids so they wouldn't burst open and things like that. So lots of Vaseline out there in the corner and lots of dirty hands and lots of gloves. But I always like that term, throw in the towel, because it came from boxing. In boxing, if somebody felt like you were kind of at the end, the boxer just couldn't do it anymore, the boxer could either signal his corner or someone in his corner would pick up a towel and throw it into the ring. And as soon as that towel hit the middle of the ring, it was it. It was over. It was a forfeit. It was a sign of saying, I've had enough. I can't keep doing this. I've got to move on. So I have people who come to me and say, should I throw in the towel? And so what we've come to understand is that throwing in the towel means, should I just give up? Should I walk away from this situation? It has a lot of meaning for me, having been through that experience. And what I recognize is there are some metaphors in there that I think are important for us to think about as you think about that. So before I talk about why you should throw in the towel, I want to talk about some reasons you should not, in my opinion, you should not throw in your towel. And let me just say here that throwing in the towel is always your choice. You can always say, you know what, I've had enough. And for what I see, the process of being married is a day by day, working at it all the time kind of thing. You can choose to end a relationship at any time. You can choose a divorce at any time. You can choose to walk away from the relationship at any time. But if you're going to work on the marriage, it's every day. It's getting up and doing it again. It's going through the easy days, the hard days. It's working and moving forward. And so recognize that it really is kind of a good signal there of, you know, that idea, the symbol of throwing in your towel, of saying, I've done it. I've done what I'm willing to do. I'm going to walk away. And there are reasons I think that anybody can choose to do that, but let me encourage you to not use these three reasons. One is that you're hurt. It's real easy when you're in the midst of that to walk away. And I remember many times we would be in the middle of a fight, and I could tell that the guy I was in the corner for, he was hurting, right? Somebody had hit him somewhere and he was hurting, and yet he didn't want to give up. It wasn't that he was beaten down. It wasn't that he was so wounded that he had to stop. He was just hurting. And that's the nature of this. In a lot of ways, this saving your marriage can feel like a full contact sport, that you're all in and that it's bruising and it's tough and that, you know, you don't feel like you're always making the progress you want to. And sometimes the other person says things that hurt, or sometimes the other person does actions, your spouse does actions that hurt. And those are the times where it's tempting to say, you know what, I walk away. So let me just encourage you that just because you're feeling hurt, that's not necessarily the time to walk away. You can choose to. I would just encourage you that that's not the appropriate time to throw in the towel. That's part of the process. Feeling hurt, being hurt, that's just part of this whole process. If you never have been hurt, then you haven't been invested enough to really be, to have some, as we would say, skin in the game, right? You haven't really kind of ponied up and said, I'm really in for this. And so if it's not hurting, you probably haven't already been connected. You've already disconnected. And so just expect that this process is going to be painful. There's going to be times when your feelings are hurt, when you feel hurt, when you feel wounded. That doesn't mean it's time to throw in the towel. A second time that it's not time to throw in the towel is because you're frustrated. Maybe you've been trying some things and you haven't gotten a lot of success, not a lot of traction, and you feel frustrated by that. Well, sometimes frustration is only telling you what's not working. It's not telling you that things can't work. It's simply telling you that this way you're approaching it, what's going on now, where things are right now, it's not working. Now, it could be that your approach will work. You just haven't done it long enough. And that's one of the things I've noticed is that many times people have a low threshold for frustration in this. And so, you know, they'll say, hey, you know what? I'm not getting the results I want. So what do I do now? What's the big change? How do I change up my plan? And my response is, why are you changing up your plan just because you're not getting the traction as fast as you wanted? I want to remind you that marriages rarely, almost never, and I would say never, but somebody will prove me wrong, but they never get in trouble overnight. Almost never do they just suddenly there's a crisis. There's something brewing, and then the symptoms pop out. I had somebody contact me and say, hey, does your system cover? And he gave a very specific situation. And my response is, my system tells you what goes wrong in a marriage and how to restore it, but it doesn't cover all the possible symptoms of how your marriage is in trouble right now, because it's just a symptom. It has nothing to do with what exactly is going on. It's a symptom of something else. And those symptoms are the ones we react to, whether it's infidelity or dishonesty or disconnection or midlife crisis or something like that. Those are all symptoms of the fact that something else is going on. And what happens then is that sometimes we expect things to clear up overnight, even though they could be years in the making. We want them to suddenly be better, and that's just not going to happen. So sometimes people get frustrated. You know, they keep trying to make progress, and they get frustrated. Frustration is not the time to give up. Frustration is the time to make sure you check in with your emotions, and you get hold of them, and you step back from them. We'll talk about that in just a minute. The other is when you feel like you've hit a wall. And let me tell you that that is a very consistent feeling in this place, that it feels like you've hit a wall. It feels like you're just slugging up against the wall. You can't get beyond it. And, you know, if you think back on those Rocky movies, right, the boxing movies, you remember those times when it was just that, you know, he's trying and trying and trying in the ring, and he can't get anywhere, and he can't get anywhere, and he can't get anywhere, and then suddenly starts making progress. Well, that's the nature of hitting the wall. You feel like you're up against the wall, but you're really not. Sometimes you can be up against the wall in being tired, that you're at a place where your level of energy is too low. And we'll talk about that in just a few minutes on how you keep that from robbing you of, you know, of that being the reason you throw in the towel. So those are some reasons why I would say it's not time to throw in the towel. But there are some reasons when it is time to throw in the towel. And let me just tell you the first one, because it's my standard for which you just don't even start. And that's if you're in an abusive relationship. If you're in an abusive relationship, if somebody is hurting you, it is not the time to save your relationship. It is the time to throw in the towel. It is the time to walk away and take care of yourself. Now, I'm not talking about a spouse who may have said something angrily or slammed a door in anger or thrown something across the room in anger. I'm talking about being hurt. Somebody who is causing you harm. And it could be that there you look back and you go, you know what? I've been intimidated our entire marriage and threatened our entire marriage. Or you could say, my spouse has hit me, thrown something at me, pushed me, done something physical. All of those qualify as abuse. Now, there are times when abuse is a little more gray and people will say, well, does this qualify? But if it's physical, it qualifies right off the bat and instantly. If somebody has hurt you, then that is not the time to work on saving your relationship. That is the time to throw in the towel and say, I'm not willing to be treated that way. The reason is twofold. One is you have to treat yourself better than that. If you can't treat yourself in a way that protects you from abuse, then you're not going to be able to walk into a healthy relationship. And two is because abuse tends to escalate. Somebody who will hit you once will hurt you worse down the road. And so abuse for me is time to throw in the towel right off the bat. The second thing, the second time when you can throw in the towel is because you just refuse to do more. And I've seen this many times. People will work on it. People will work on it. And finally they go, you know what? I've hit my limit. I'm just not willing to do this anymore. Now, notice that sometimes that's just a choice, but there are other times when perhaps your boundaries have just been too violated. Maybe the affair has gone on too long, or maybe there have been too many affairs, or maybe there's been too much dishonesty about money or anything else. And you just say, you know what? I can't live with this. My boundaries have been broken too many times. And you choose the place where you say, I am not willing to do anymore. I cannot do anymore. I refuse to do more. I'm going to throw in the towel. And that's a fair place to be. The nice thing about this process is you do get to choose when you're ready to do that. I'm just encouraging that if there's abuse, it's instant. And if there is a time when your boundaries have been crossed too many times, you can make that choice also. And finally, the other time to throw in the towel is when your spouse has gotten themselves into a permanent relationship. This isn't when there's just, you know, some level of infidelity, but let's say they've married that person. Well, it's probably time to give up. Now, you may laugh at that and you may say, well, and there a time before that. But here's the thing. I've seen people save their relationship after the divorce, come back to a relationship, restore their marriage, and get to the marriage that they would love. So I don't say, well, you know, if they file for divorce, then give up. You can choose that. I don't say when they sign the divorce, then give up. You can choose that. But I've seen people who persevere even after the divorce and get things on track. The time when you change it is when their relationship, another relationship for them, has become permanent, because at that point, you are invading the other relationship. And so that's the time it just makes sense to say, okay, enough's enough. I'm going to walk away. Now, this does raise the question of what do you do in the meantime? So let me go back to my analogy of martial arts, of being in the full contact arena, being in the corner with my fighter. There are some things to do that will keep you going. The first one is to make sure you have someone in your corner. Make sure there's someone cheering you on, that somebody who's there to support you, not somebody who's saying, you might as well walk away, you might as well give up, this is ridiculous, why are you doing that? But somebody will say, hey, I'm behind you. If you want to keep on fighting for this, I'm with you. I'll cheer you on. I'll keep pushing for you. That might be a friend. It might be a family member. It might be a coach. It might be a therapist. It might be a minister. It might be somebody that's significant to you who will just be in your corner and say, I'm cheering you on. I'm here for you. The second thing to do is to take breaks. Just like in a fight, you can't keep just standing there and slugging it out for an hour. Remember, most fights have like a 3-minute round where you go and you do what you can and you back off. And you go and you do what you can and you back off. The bell rings, you sit down. The bell rings, you go back in there. And that's kind of like this process, that you do need to have times when you take breaks. It is not possible for you to breathe, live, eat, just be a part of this saving your marriage 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not possible. It's not sustainable. It's not healthy. You become one-dimensional and you don't move in a direction that's helpful. So take some breaks. Make sure that you maybe get some exercise, or you take some walks where you're not thinking about this, or you read some books that aren't about saving your relationship, or you do something else just for fun, something that's restorative, something that will maybe bring some new enjoyment into your life, maybe some more meaning and purpose in your life. You may say, you know what, I need to volunteer. I need to do something to get me with other people who are in greater need than I am so that I get a breather. But find a breather. That's the important thing. Number two is to take a break. Number three is to get some coaching. Now, that was the cool thing about being in that corner, is I got to watch it. You know, sometimes we'd say, hey, you know what? I noticed that every time he's getting ready to do that kick, he backs up one step and he hovers. Or I noticed right before he tries that uppercut, he pulls that left hand back just a little bit past his ear. Watch for that. So we could correct it in the process. So get some coaching. We do have coaches on staff with Save the Marriage, and you can talk with that person one-on-one. I even do a limited amount. If you're interested in how to find out about that, you can simply go to SaveTheMarriage.com/coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, SaveTheMarriage.com/coaching. That will give you a place to apply for coaching with my staff or apply to coaching with me, or to check out the virtual coaching program, which is a great way of getting that coaching at a very reasonable price. That's an important thing to do, just to get some feedback and somebody to say, hey, why don't you change this up a little bit? Have you noticed how you're doing this? Maybe you need to do that. And so get some coaching. Make sure that you have somebody there who's telling you some different ways of doing it. When you're in the middle of that fight, when you're toe-to-toe with your opponent, and by the way, your opponent is not your spouse. Your opponent is your spouse's belief that the relationship cannot continue on. Don't fight your spouse. Fight that belief. So you're toe-to-toe with your opponent. You're standing in the ring and you're working through. I want you to remember this. Somebody can watch you and help you from a distance that you don't have yourself. Somebody with a little more skill level to coach you through that. Take advantage of coaching. If you don't have coaching already, SaveTheMarriage.com/coaching and discover how you can move forward much more effectively that way. Number four, go in with a plan and keep to that plan. You got to do both. Before a fight, we would have watched some fight reels from this other person, the opponent, and we would kind of know what the plan was, how our guy was going to go in and do it. And so then when it was time for him to come to the corner, we would talk about that plan. How are you staying with your plan? Are you protecting yourself? Are you leading? Are you kicking? What are you doing? And we would stay with that plan. Plans are crucial. If you don't have a plan, you're just kind of flailing out there against that opponent, against that belief. You've got to have a plan. So go in with a plan and stick with that plan. When you take your break, reconfigure and make sure you're sticking with that plan. You've got to work your plan. Fight the plan. Plan how you're going to fight. And then fight with that plan. Make sure you keep moving forward. And the last thing to remember is those thoughts and those feelings. A thought is just a thought. I know that's a hard one for people to grasp, but your mind, all it's doing all day long is creating thoughts. A lot of those thoughts, especially in the midst of a crisis, are not particularly helpful. The danger is you believing that that thought is really reality instead of it just a thought, something that your mind created. Now, there are events. There are real things around you. So, you know, the fact that a spouse, for instance, may have committed infidelity, that could be a fact. But the thoughts you have about that are often not based in fact. They're based in hurt and pain, and they're based in beliefs. So remember, a thought's a thought, and those feelings that you're having, the feelings where you say, you know, I'm going to throw in the towel, those feelings I talked about, the hurt, the frustration, they're based on your thoughts. If you get clear about what's leading to those thoughts, to those feelings, you'll be clear about the thoughts that are there, and then you can say, you know what, that's just a thought. I'm going to let that go. Feelings are not real. Feelings are temporary. Feelings are a result of our thoughts, and you don't have to allow yourself to be sucked into them at every turn. Now, that's easier said than done. So recognize the reason behind having that plan is because you work your plan when your feelings are throwing you off, and you take a break because your feelings will exhaust you, and you have someone in your corner to remind you of what you're doing and to remind you that those feelings you're feeling right now, they're not going to be here the same way tomorrow. They might not be here next week. They might come and go. But the feelings are not real. The actions that come out of them is where they become real. And then that's where the coaching comes in, to help you stay with that. If you need help with a plan, if you need someone in your corner, if you need to know how to move forward, that's the time to get some coaching. Again, if you need that from us, SaveTheMarriage.com/coaching is the way to find out about coaching with my staff, coaching with me directly one-on-one, or being a part of our virtual coaching community. As the last piece I want to tell you is, don't just assume it's time to throw in the towel. Think about what we've talked about. Make sure that the time to choose is now, because you're ready to make that choice, because there may be abuse, or you just refuse to do more, or because that other person is in a permanent relationship. Don't let your hurt or your frustrations or the feeling that you've hit a wall be what causes you to toss in the towel and find out that you fell just short of your goal. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage Podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.